This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, 'tis the holiday season, and we have gifts for you coming up at 8:45. A lot of stuff that end of the year, a lot of stuff that we didn't give away that we want to foist on you. A little re-gifting coming up during the 12 days of Chris Curtismas in about a half an hour. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
I don't know what's going on in the skies right now when it comes to airplanes. Seems like there's a lot of issues clipping each other's wings on the little terminals.
That happened gates. Like at Logan four times yeah. or something over the weekend.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But this may be a cause because two Delta flight attendants were kicked off a flight in Amsterdam after they failed a breathalyzer on Friday.
Oh, well, I didn't realize they give the airline employees, all of them, a breathalyzer before going to work.
Not always.
That could be an issue. Is it just Amsterdam?
No. These two were randomly tested by Dutch authorities before a flight. They were headed to JFK. Uh-huh. One of them, the female, tested seven times over the legal limit for crew members.
Yeah.
A spokesperson for Delta said, Delta's alcohol policy is among the strictest in the industry, and we have zero tolerance for violation. The employees were removed from their scheduled duties, and the flight departed as scheduled.
I mean, Denzel in that, what is it, a flight?
Flight.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
One of his best roles.
That's a great movie.
You could smell the booze on the screen in the way he depicted that, but it's like, the pilots are always in a different city,
right?
In a hotel. What do people do in hotels? They get bombed. Yeah. Like, I'm shocked this doesn't happen more often.
They breathalyze pilots.
I'm sure they do. These are flight attendants, right, though. Like, can't they do their job hungover?
Yeah, they could.
Maybe better.
No, because in the new world, Greg, in the new world of possible terrorism, they're like the first line of defense.
Yeah.
Really? I'm going to put my life in the hands of a 110-pound flight attendant to stop several men? I understand why some of them drink. They're dealing with the hellions on these flights.
Yeah.
People don't want to sit down. They don't want to buckle up their seatbelts. As soon as the flight stops, they want to jump up and, you know, move up. They're complaining about their seats. So flight attendants are like teachers. They got to deal with these animals sometimes. Yeah. And the pilot, I always wanted to ask the pilot this because when we flew back from Atlanta, is flying to them like basically driving us? Is it so easy?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
I always wondered that.
Very similar. Yeah, it ought to be. Flight attendants should be like bartenders. You can buy them a shot if you want.
Like the bottle service. Take a shot.
All right, what's next?
We've got influencers in the news, and it's a sad one.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
Camilla Belyetskaya, I believe, a Russian actress. She loves the social medias, very popular on the social medias. Uh-huh. She was doing some meditation, some yoga on a pink mat on a rock formation in Thailand.
Being filmed the whole time.
Yeah. If you're watching.
And what happened?
Unfortunately, a rogue wave came and swept her out.
Oh. Poor thing.
Yeah.
She's. I assume she's declared dead.
Yeah, they found her body two-thirds of a mile away from where she drowned. People that were watching this all go down, a man jumped in to try to save her. He was unsuccessful in that, but sad story, but crazy. Like, you look, these videos obviously show a lot of it. You look and you see where that rock formation is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I get it's a rogue wave. You don't expect it's going to happen to you.
Beautiful location for an Instagram photo shoot.
Right.
I mean, right there on the rocks, right next to the water.
Well, I would ask the question, were the seas angry that day?
It looks it.
I think they were, Captain.
Because if they were, maybe don't be on the end of a rock, you know, in the middle of...
Maybe not.
You know,
but
maybe
you got to get the photo. You want the angry sea in the background on the Instagram post.
Right.
So...
White caps.
So that's why you have to go out there.
Oh, that's a good photo. But she's on land.
Yes, she was.
She's in a safe environment.
Land. Yeah, she's in a bikini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was her thing. That's what she wore to Thanksgiving with the family. Too soon?
Too soon.
What's next?
Well, let's get to the top fetishes of the year.
Oh,
they've been announced.
This is big news. Shime, this is big for you. Science has determined the top fetishes of 2024.
Yeah, Bumble did the survey.
All right.
And apparently they've changed a lot.
Yes.
Used to be that the foot fetish was number one. Am I correct about that?
Yep.
And that's now that's no longer a big thing.
Not even top five.
Oh, it's a gross fetish, so it's fine. I mean, to each their own, but to me it's gross. I don't like feet.
I mean,
fetish judge.
Yeah, no, I just don't like feet. Yes. I think feet are gross.
Don't be a kink shamer.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
You're fet shaming? I mean,
you can go do whatever you want. Yeah. I'm just telling
my bills,
I personally think feet are gross.
Wiggy, I think it's a kink shimer.
Yeah, he's a kink shimer over there.
And Shime, you better be so for real when we're going through these on whether or not you've ever attempted.
Participated?
Yeah. Number five, we'll start at five. Working out together naked. Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not a huge...
Do I want to see...
Gross.
The male...
Squatting?
Yeah. Like, balls and panoose in a squat?
I mean, you might. Maybe there are some that's a turn on for.
Nah.
I mean, it seems like it is if it's the fifth most popular fetish.
I know,
it's like a Seinfeld.
I don't think you're allowed to.
Like Oral-B, like the toothpaste.
Are you dumping out of that?
If you are,
tell me.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So number four would be waking each other up in a pleasurable manner.
Okay.
Right.
Doesn't really explain it. Doesn't really.
You have a potty mouth on
no,
you.
No, I'm just, I'm really reading what's...
Courtney gets dumped out more than anybody on this program.
She really does.
Except maybe Ty Law.
Can you say mouth hug?
Oh, yeah. Waking up with your...
I just did.
Your head in my lap?
You can't dump out of it. Yes. Okay. All right. Anyway.
I would just say, Greg, if he went to school, he would have gone to Oral Roberts.
Number three, this one's for Shime, playing video games during sex.
No, I don't think that's right.
The silence is deafening.
No, so I'm thinking about it, and I'm trying to understand. I don't understand the pleasure in this. No, I understand how it works. That seems like a very lazy fetish.
It's the birds and
it's
the
multitasking,
bees.
Because I can't focus on accomplishing, whether I'm playing Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto or from playing Madden. I can't focus on what I need to focus on because I'm being distracted. So I'm not giving my game.
That seems like a weird one, Shime.
Yeah.
For you
and the gamers. What?
I kind of get it. Because aren't you always like on audio and stuff when you're gaming sometimes? So it's like the risk of, I don't know.
The risk of being caught.
You could just play without a headset.
Yeah, you could play without
a
headset.
But I think they were probably playing with a headset.
Oh, you could be playing solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, sex on an open air balcony. I know that's really
good. Oh, that's always a good one. Yes. That adds a little bit of, you know, being outdoors, creating a little mystery, also maybe getting caught.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is a good one. We are beach sexers. Have you ever tried it?
No. No.
Courtney?
Yes.
Shime?
Yes.
Curtis?
Never.
You should give it a whirl. Don't you? You don't have a balcony at your crib in Echelon?
Oh, no. He's not going to do it at Echelon.
I wouldn't do it. It would be like it's a vacation sex thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's not like people are going to know who that is.
No, people don't do these kinds of things. It's like...
No, they do them all the time.
No, they don't do them in their home country.
I see plenty of times. They don't know who it is.
Oh, my
God. I actually have sound of Greg trying to have sex on his balcony. Oh, he lost it.
Oh, he can't.
Ready? One more time. Ready? I actually have sound of Greg trying to have sex on his balcony.
Bruins Thursday here.
Man, how would they know it's you if you're 20 floors up?
Oh,
they
my
can't
God.
Tell.
No, I, Greg no, should not risk that.
See you. They can see right into, everybody can see right into every place.
It's nighttime.
It's a weird thing when you live where people can just see right in.
I would have an idea for next summer if that guy's still a douche about putting his towel down.
Yes.
You make love on that towel.
Number one, fetish, continuing after completion.
Mm.
Huh. Really?
Is that a fetish?
I didn't know that was even a fetish.
That's the number one.
I thought that was just will and determination.
I would be like a sandwich after completion person or a sleep after completion person.
But yeah, food to sleeper each, generally.
To each his own, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yes, power through.
That's a weird one.
How long after?
So the, it doesn't
is it like
you.
5 minutes, 10 minutes? What are we talking about?
Greg
totally, you need to hydrate, right?
Well, I mean, there Greg are some people that have that ability.
Greg is Van Leeuwen after completion.
Some people, like, I mean, think about it. There are people who finish the marathon and go, I could run another one.
They got a new peppermint stick at Van Leeuwen, Curtis.
Oh, jeez.
Holiday flavor. It is delicious.
I saw Van Leeuwen at the grocery store. They serve it. They have it, like, in the freezer section.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. I saw it and thought of you.
They're taking over the ice cream industry, Van Leeuwen.
How is the coffee affogato? Is that what it is?
I haven't tried that one. I'm partial to the pumpkin cheesecake.
Well, that sounds good.
And also, the ice cream museum opens up next week in the Seaport.
Yep. Now, do you get ice cream at the ice cream museum, or is it just...
I think it's just...
To look at ice cream?
Like
displays.
It's an interactive...
Yeah.
It's an interactive place that you can go and explore the history of ice cream for $47.50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you should be able to have an ice cream while you're exploring the history of ice cream.
They have to.
Or at least before you leave, is there like an ice cream... pile of that when you're finished with the museum, you could then
looking it up. But it's like you can go dive into a bunch of sprinkles and you can...
I'm just convinced they're taking that whole courtyard area and turning it all into horrendously tempting food places.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Van Leeuwen is there, steps from the door. There's a new pop-up bagel place or something from...
Pop-up bagels.
Is that what it's called?
Delicious. Some of the best bagels I've ever had.
It's from New York, I think.
Yeah.
That place is opening shortly.
Yes, and they have different types of schmears and cream cheeses. Very good.
Like collab type cream cheeses or something like that? Like creative cream
cheese? Creative, yeah.
But do they have creative bagels?
Schmear campaign. Yes.
So I feel like the bagels haven't evolved over time.
The Museum of Ice Cream Boston, ready to rediscover your inner child. Eat unlimited ice cream.
Mm, okay.
Learn through interactive installations. Create unforgettable memories and play in magical spaces.
Flex Friday
at the
Ice Cream Museum in the Seaport before we end the year.
And Greg, good news for you is they have all of that fattening food, and then they have four new plastic surgeons that just set up shop in the Seaport.
No, they actually have a lot of gyms and workout space as well.
They do.
Seaport has something for everyone.
If you're worth $5
million. $1,000 a month for a membership. See, the gym in New York, $10,000 a month.
What?
Yes.
What?
A gym in New York, $10,000 a month. It has it's exclusive. They have unlimited massages. It's got floating water pools.
I mean, do they wake you up with what Courtney was talking about? That's the only way it's worth $10,000 a month.
Well, what's going on here? I was in the middle of a dream.
All right. Fell asleep on the treadmill.
All right.
Thanks for waking me up. Wow. Okay. Is that the news?
That's the news.
Great job on it.
Good job, Coco.
Thank you.
Great job on it.
Thank
you. It is a Tie Tuesday, Tie Lock coming up at 9. Right now, Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. The Celtics bounced back nicely at home against the Heat. 109-89 was your final. Derek White and Jaylen Brown were back for this one, but they didn't have Kristaps, they didn't have Drew, and they didn't have Al. Jimmy Butler was out for Miami. And Peyton Pritchard had 25, his fourth consecutive 20-point game. Jaylen Brown led the team with 29.
That's all they need. They need Pete Pritch.
Yep.
That boy is a walking bucket.
Yep. C's off tonight before having a home game with the Pistons tomorrow, but the Bruins welcome the Red Wings to the TD Garden tonight. Puck drop is at 7. Monday Night Football had the Browns falling 41-32 to the Broncos, with James Winston throwing for 497 yards, 4 touchdowns. He did have 3 interceptions, 2 of them being pick sixes.
Okay, and Celtics are in the cup. Cup if the Knicks hit 14 3-pointers tonight? Is that the way it works, Curtis?
You have to call bank.
I can't wait.
Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis, your weather.
27 degrees in Boston. Sunny afternoon high, 36.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday coming up in half an hour. Friday, we are at Bach Ferrari, Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile in Norwood. And it is our annual Toys for Tots show. Ernie and I have been doing this for 20 years. This is our 20th anniversary. Marines will be with us. I hope you will be with us. And Ernie said on this very show a few weeks ago that there are 20,000 reasons why you should be with us in order to celebrate 20 years. So I can assume what that means. I don't know what it means, but I would be there if I were you on Friday morning. Bring a new unwrapped toy or two for the Marines who will be with us. We will have breakfast. We will have gifts. We will have Santa. And we will have the great Rob Ninkovich with us talking football and other things on Friday morning.
And we will also have Munchkin from Gal's Best Pal. And I believe Mitch has a photo if you want a little sneak peek of Munchkin.
Of course I do, for Twitch and for YouTube. Of course.
For Twitch and YouTube, guys, okay. Munchkin, last chance is what they said. It's Munchkin's last chance.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
That he's been in foster care and it's his last chance to find a forever home.
Oh, well, we are going on a stunning success rate when it comes to Pudge's Pals so far. I believe that two of the three have been adopted, and we're trying to get word on the third.
Right.
So.
Oh, Munchkin.
That's a handsome dog.
I mean,
Munchkin.
Yes.
Oh, look at Munchkin.
So Munchkin will be joining us on Friday as well.
Oh.
He's perfect.
He really is perfect. All right. So we'll have Munchkin there with us as well. That's Friday. Saturday, of course, the 11th annual Jingle All the Way 5K, and that's happening in the Seaport. And you will get, if you're there, to watch the master, Chris Curtis, at work. A very special Christmas edition of the Ken and Curtis Show on Saturday.
That's right. We can't wait. A week after I forgot Ken's birthday, we'll have a big party.
Yeah, well, I hope you're going to do so. That's your guy. I hope you're going to do something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do this. It makes his job easier because the show's doing 16, so you're welcome.
All right. We will have 2,000 whoopie pies from Boston Baking that are there that you can eat either before you run or after.
Ken, I got you a whoopie pie.
Not before.
There will be a Sweathouse cold plunge on scene. And the best of the best.
Have a good plunge.
And I'm looking forward to the Tito's hot chocolate bar, which will be outside at the Seaport.
Ken really owes me.
Why?
I'm going to miss all this and host because I'm hosting with Fitzy on Saturday. I want a whoopie pie and a cold plunge.
That's a brag.
Didn't Skinny Shime boldly declare that he would be running this year's Jingle All the Way?
Greg, that was my plan. And then work came a calling.
Work is suddenly getting in the way.
I think this may be Ken doing you a solid, saying, you can't run, you have to work.
Curtis, if I didn't want to run, I would have faked an Achilles injury.
The Jingle All the Way starts at 10 a.m.
Okay.
You won't be on the air at 10 a.m.
No, I'll be on the air at noontime.
Correct.
Oh, that's 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that's 2 hours later.
I know, but I would be able to come and run and then not enjoy any of the after activities.
I want the cold plunge.
About the athletic endeavor for you.
But we also have a setup. Shime could likely stick around and just do it from where Ken and I are doing it.
Correct.
Fitzy is going to be remote anyways, probably.
Yeah.
Double remote. It seems weird. You're driving to the city anyway.
Is Brighton really the city?
Yes, Brighton is the city of Boston.
It's metro.
Okay, fair enough.
Is that what they call it?
It is a suburb of the city of Boston, correct. Therefore, you could just simply run your way through, I would imagine. What are you doing now? 10-minute miles?
Something like that. Nine-minute miles.
Nine and a half, I think.
Wow.
You'd be down in half an hour.
Come on, Shime. You could do it. You can do it.
All right. Hell, I'm in.
and then do remote from now on.
I have no problems doing it.
That sucks. Coming back from vacation, you haven't been training, clearly.
When he don't need to train. He's just
he walked 25 miles around London.
I mean, how hard is it to walk a 5K?
Oh, he's going to walk?
Hey, well, he said he's going to do it.
Yeah, a little combo.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's not trying to break any records. He's just there to support.
Yeah, I think that's great.
The hot chocolate with the drink.
Somebody in the Twitch chat went and looked up the ice cream museum and says their comment is typical Seaport. It is $75 to get into the ice cream museum.
Wow.
Is that correct?
I did look it up. Jeez. I believe 72 is what it looks like for this week. I don't know if it's just because it's opening week.
I ain't paying no $72 to get in.
Seems like a lot of money.
That's
but you get all you can eat ice cream.
Yeah. I don't give a damn. I need some meat. Before
it seems like they have a diner now. I don't know if they only serve ice cream in different forms, but
in this economy, 72 beans.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
But everything costs a lot of money now.
Right, I understand that, but 72 beans for some ice cream? I mean, I told you, give me some meat before it. Maybe.
You can get an appetizer and a drink somewhere else for $75.
Get a nice little steak.
Maybe. This is Gene from Rhode Island. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, Greg. How are you? Hi, Courtney. How you doing, Wiggy?
Hi.
And all the gang there.
What's up?
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to say I was disappointed in yesterday's game. I really wanted. I was hoping for a W.
Are you talking Celtics or are you talking Sunday Patriots?
Patriots.
Okay, Sunday's
I'm
game.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sunday's game. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sunday's game.
Yep.
And I was very disappointed because I thought they were going to get that field goal, and they were on a good run, and I got heartbroken.
Yeah, I lost money on that game. I bet him.
When you say you thought they were going to get that field goal, are you talking about the 25-yarder or the six?
Yeah. Yep, the first one.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
all you needed to win that football game.
Right, but I always, I try not to do that with games.
Well, Gerard Mayo does it. he does.
Right.
An odd peculiarity is that he always brings out what could have happened.
Right. I try not to do that because.
Why does he do that?
I think it's like, it goes back to like a lot of coaches that say, well, if we would have done this,
or two plays, if they went differently.
We lost six games by less than 7 points.
To be fair, Bill said the same thing last year.
Yeah, Bill did say the same thing.
Did he?
Yeah, he said we lost like
I don't. Every time I bring up Gerard Mayo, it doesn't have to be compared to Bill Belichick.
No. I'm just saying, like, it's what coaches do. They retrospect to try and make excuses, and then they move forward.
If I were to give Gerard Mayo a single critique that I think has been most detrimental to the team since he became the head coach is a lack of a feel. Like, there was a play in the game yesterday on Sunday where the Colts are hurrying up to the line. The Patriots, I think it was a 3rd-and-1, something like that.
Yes.
And in my living room, I'm saying, timeout.
They those guys never got to the line.
And it's like
that's on Covington too, Curtis.
Oh, right, exactly. But it's just there is a certain, I don't even like you get the interception, you get the ball at the 48, you get the and it's an opportunity to pounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether that's something you learn, right? So maybe he's got to have these growing pains when it comes to being a head coach, but he also doesn't have a feel for how to handle questions. And
it was interesting. Maybe it was wild how the importance that was placed on his answer on the Belichick question yesterday.
Right.
Did you feel like that was, I thought that so many people were bothered by that. Like, I didn't mind the way he answered it.
I liked the way he answered it. They have rather him said?
Right.
Like, that's what I don't get. Everybody can say that Gerard Mayo, you know, says a bunch of things and you don't actually get an answer. That was a clear answer. He takes back what he said because he was speaking while frustrated.
A better answer might have just been, there are some things. Like, why does he have to distance himself? Why is he trying to distance himself? Distance himself every 5 seconds from Bill Belichick.
Because he was responding to what I'm sure a lot of people felt, like Curtis yesterday, who said you can't distance yourself 1 week and then draw a comparison the next week.
Right.
That's why that was when he was saying I shouldn't have said it.
And he said he was wrong.
Yeah.
He said he
did. Do you have that exchange by any chance for those who may have missed it yesterday?
I think you've done a great job of being your own man. And it's something that we've credited you for, that a lot of people have followed certain coaches, and then they try to be that person. It was frustrating for me to hear you cite the Super Bowl with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. You're right. Hey, look, I probably shouldn't. You know, when I said it, I was frustrated, first of all, which I should have taken a deep breath. I should not have said that. I should not have said it. Neutralized. Bam. Hey, he did not expect me. He didn't expect me to say, you know what, guys? You know what, guys? I should not have said that.
Yeah, you figured him out.
I shouldn't have said it. And then you're like, It was like, I saw smoke coming out your ears. Look, I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said it.
That was a good Curtis there.
He's learning. Like, that's the... Let's go back to Bill's first year and listen to his press conferences and the things that he said. Like, Bill was a lot more vocal in the beginning of his career than he was at the end of his career.
Until he got burned.
Yeah, but I mean, he just was. Like, a lot of coaches, you don't think, even Dan Campbell, we clowned him for some of the stuff. Nick Sirianni, we clowned him for some of the stuff. So I think as coaches, just like players, your first year, you're learning a lot of stuff. We talk about Drake May. You're making mistakes. You're doing things.
Are you confident with Gerard when it comes to Drake May,
mm-hmm.
who is, I think, by every estimation, seems to have everything you need to be a really good quarterback in this league?
Mm-hmm.
Are you confident with Gerard Mayo handling the rest of his development?
But see, it's not Gerard.
Okay.
It's the coordinator, because remember, when you look at Belichick, it wasn't Belichick handling Brady necessarily. It was all the offensive coordinators, the guys that you put in charge to basically do the majority of the development of that position.
Okay. He's the CEO, though. Like, he's the guy who is running the show. Like,
right.
And so
he's not technically the CEO.
Well,
I would say that isn't
but
Elliot Wolf more
Elliot
of the
Wolf
CEO?
Is?
Yeah, the CEO.
Who's the CFO?
I would say that
Robin.
Actually,
I would say Elliot Wolf is the CFO and that Robert is the CEO.
All right, well, however you want to play it. The question should be, do you feel confident that Alex Van Pelt can develop and put the best game plan out there for Drake May to be successful?
See, I look at, if you look at Patrick Mahomes,
yep,
you give a lot of credit, I assume, to his offensive-minded head coach, Andy Reid.
Because he's technically his coordinator.
That. Okay.
Yep.
But do you have that same confidence in your head coach when it comes to that side of the football to handle a Ferrari like Drake May is?
But it wouldn't be Gerard handling it. You can't use the comparison of Andy Reid.
All right.
Because Andy Reid is the offensive coordinator. You have to find
D'Amico and C.J. Stroud.
Who'd you say?
D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, or I was going to say Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels, where your head coach is the defensive-minded guy. Dan Quinn is a defensive-minded guy. The guy handling Jaden Daniels is Cliff Kingsbury. So,
and this is Wiggy's best example yet of how Brady was Brady, not because of Bill.
Yeah, it was more of what the coordinators were able to do. So do you feel confident? Now, if you would have said, did Gerard Mayo hire the right guy in Alex Van Pelt?
Well, you always tell me that he didn't hire
Listen,
him,
I tend to believe
Elliot
he
Wolf
didn't,
did,
but
and that's fine.
He says he does. Yeah. So let's just say, is Alex Van Pelt the right guy, in your opinion, to be able to get the best out of Drake May?
No.
And put the best game plan?
No, because he doesn't have enough experience.
And, Greg, can I just put a bow on the Gerard Mayo?
Whoa.
Okay, here we go.
But how much experience did Ben Johnson or Bobby Slowick have?
Okay, so he's the right guy in your mind?
No, I'm asking.
I would say it's different.
No, you don't get to just ask the question.
Okay.
I gave you my answer and you went, whoa. What's
your
answer?
I'd say no. And it's not because he doesn't have experience, because he's been in the league a long
time. Why is it then?
I don't believe he's innovative enough to really have a great offensive system.
Okay.
So I think it's different when you're as old as Van Pelt is without a gig, as opposed to a young and up-and-coming coordinator. I think those are different analogies. But, Greg, with Gerard Mayo, he told us that he speaks to the team through us, correct?
Yes.
That he talks to the media because he knows players listen to it. If you're going to talk to the media, and then on a relatively regular basis, then speak again to the media to correct or rescind something you've said, wouldn't it stand to reason that the players aren't always going to be listening or taking you as seriously as you want?
Yeah, that could be an issue.
And I would say that that's that in the feel. And the feel, I think, is part of all of this. The feel for what should be said, when to say it. And he clearly was frustrated in London, and he called the team soft. He was frustrated yet on Sunday, and he brought up the Super Bowl.
He was frustrated when he said, once they go on the field,
right,
we can't. There's nothing we could do. And yeah. But I get it.
It's kind of like, I think it gives people the impression that you're waffling.
Yeah.
Like, you say something that is meant to be motivational in a tough manner, and then you turn around and walk it back the next day because people are.
But that's the thing. Does he change next year? If he's still doing this next year, then there's a bigger concern because you haven't learned from some of your mistakes. That's why I tend to.
Do you want to waste another season?
I'm
wondering if that will be the case. I think that's where people.
But I see people who go, you need to move on from him. I think you're not giving somebody a fair opportunity.
I agree with you.
I think any organization that fires their coach after 1 year, unless the coach is just like an Urban Meyer who's just completely, you know, you could tell that. And I don't think Gerard has any of those things. I think that there's some mistakes that he's made. I think the players do respect him. And I think it's more about the talent that you don't have.
Yeah,
that's affecting.
Well, he's gonna be back. I mean, it's pretty clear. Like,
I believe the
crafts are.
I don't
kind of talking about that. The people,
right?
Saying
but where are all these rumors coming from?
Ground.
Then where are all these rumors coming from that Gerard's gonna be?
No, I don't think they're. I think there are. Wiggy, we did a poll. There are a majority of the. You have to face the facts.
Mm-hmm.
I know it hurts you.
No, I'm talking about whispers from.
There are a lot of the majority of the fans don't believe he has what it takes.
Right. I'm not talking about
what they've seen. I think people get bothered by the fact that he said you can't create a new culture in a year. Like, what?
Well, I'm talking about whispers.
I think the whispers are simply people who are reading the tea leaves, seeing that tickets in the 200s are $25 on game day, that the interest is waning, the TV ratings are down, and there isn't faith in Gerard Mayo's ability to rebuild this organization by the fans. Whether they're right to have no faith or not, obviously they can be rewarded, and Bill Belichick, I was at a game in 2001 when you guys played the Chargers and were down 10 in the fourth quarter before Wiggy caught the tying touchdown pass. That stadium was brutal. The kids of Bill had to go up to the suite because the fans wanted him out of there.
Right, but I mean, sorry, Curtis, the whispers of, like, the people in the know, like the Tommy Currens, the Mike Giardis, like the whispers of there's a chance he could be on the hot seat.
A chance. I mean, I
and they're hearing
his record is going to be worse than Bill's. I would, or at least
the same,
maybe the same,
right?
With the very same personnel, and
right?
And a much better quarterback,
right?
So I think you have to ask the question.
And, well, I'm not saying don't ask the question, I feel like they're getting like that. Kraft might be burping into the ether. Maybe we do change the coach next year.
I think the narrative was we are taking our organization back. And we have found the right guy to lead it. And the question becomes, did you really end up finding the right guy? And if so, where are the results?
I have a Fitzy parody song, Greg.
Yes.
Silo, silo, it's off to work we go.
All right.
What do you think?
We got to take a break. But up next, we are re-gifting for you this holiday season the first of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Highly recommend that you watch this on Twitch.
Oh, do not miss the gift.
Get ready to call because we have some good stuff for you, and we will every day in the lead up to Christmas here on WEEI. Shine, you son of a gun. You broke your own rule. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for Chris Curtismas, I figured it was appropriate.
Yes. 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Our very own Grinch here at WEEI has raided the WEEI prize, the Odyssey prize closet for that matter, put a bunch of gifts under the tree. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, we will find out what our very own Grinch, Chris Curtis, has arranged to re-gift to you. And I appreciate Curtis doing this because he has a very busy schedule.
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked.
See, Curtis, you are truly the Grinch. You are truly the W-E-E-I Grinch.
I love so that. Solve
dinner
world
with
hunger.
Myself, can't cancel that.
Be honest, there's nothing better than having plans get canceled by somebody else and all of a sudden you have an evening.
Oh my gosh, I hate that.
You do?
Oh, no, you get so excited for whatever restaurant you're going to. Or...
And it's not on you canceling, it's on the other person canceling.
Win-win.
That is
they the owe best. You and you don't have to do anything.
That is the best. All right, this is Sean from Billerica. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Doing well. How are you?
What do you do, Sean?
I work in a warehouse.
All right. You just have warehouse. To turn. You got to turn your radio down if you can, because that is going to distract the both of us. All right. Our very own Grinch has some gifts for you to show our appreciation for listening this entire year. Curtis, what do we... And by the way, this whole thing is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Modern American cuisine and an unbelievable restaurant. Great partners of ours.
Great partners, great spot, and great menu, by the way.
Yes.
Unique, but good. Question for you. So Sean, Billerica Warehouse, that's great. I've been to several. Your first prize... is a $100 gift card to the 110 Grill of your choosing.
Okay.
Which all right. I strongly really recommend.
Good. Okay. It's pretty good.
Very but wait.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's great. Don't thank me yet because there's more.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Grinch.
Two tickets to the Patriots-Chargers game on December 29th.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Throwing those away from right under the tree. I love that, Curtis.
Keep your pants on.
Yeah.
There's more.
Do another one.
Thank you,
another
DJ.
Another one.
Okay.
I have the DJ Khaled of the Greg Hill Show. Two tickets to see Blake Shelton at the Garden, a TD Garden, on March 7th.
Wow. Pretty good.
Wow.
Curtis, I like where you're going with this from the WEEI Odyssey Prize Closet. Okay.
And I also have two more here, Sean.
Another one.
I have a picture of Ken Laird's W-2, which is embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the real winner here,
and
I am sorry to shine. You have, Sean, an autographed football of a former Patriots quarterback.
Oh, my God.
It is not Cam Newton.
Is it Jim Plunkett?
It is not Jim Plunkett.
No, okay.
Steve Grogan?
This person has a trademark for their jersey number. No, sorry, not Tom Brady.
Not TB12.
Mac Jones autographed football is headed to your warehouse, Sean.
Wow. Yeah.
Hello.
Sean, contain yourself. Please. Try to contain your excitement. There it is, the Mac Jones football.
Wow, that's Don't impressive. Copy that and try and sell it online for more money.
I can't believe there was one of those still around here, Curtis, that they hadn't been claimed by everybody.
Unbelievable. Okay. So you get Sean and Billerica, thanks to your favorite Grinch, a $100 110 gift card, $100 gift card to 110 Grill.
Yep.
Two tickets to Pat's Chargers on December 29th. Two tickets to the TD Garden to see Blake Shelton on March 7th. And this very football.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
That's a haul.
That is a haul.
Wow. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it, Curtis.
You got it, Sean.
Before you go, you have to wager, how many times after you give it to somebody will that Mac Jones football be regifted? How many times would you guess? 10, 12, 15?
Yeah, it'll be
maybe?
A lot. Right. Unless you get tied on a graphic.
I can't count how many times.
All right. Sean, thanks. We really appreciate you listening to the show all year long. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. All right, Sean?
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays to you. Thank
all right.
you.
Well done, Grinch.
Thank you.
We'll do it again tomorrow and every day of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas at 8:45. Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday next.